Okay, and welcome back. We're going to talk to a young lady now who is rather a legend in her own time, in our time. She is Lita Lee, L-I-T-A-L-E-E. Her website is LitaLee.com. She's a remarkable woman and very, very intelligent, very broadly based in this field. She is a chemist and an enzyme therapist. She's not a medical doctor, and she doesn't diagnose, prescribe, treat, or claim to prevent, mitigate, or cure any human diseases. She's a humble gal. However, she is brilliant. She does not provide diagnosis, care, treatment, or rehabilitation. And yet, when you consult her website and read her work and her scholarship and her research, you immediately understand that this woman is very special. She's a PhD, a chemist, and as I said, an enzyme therapist. Also a nutritionist, author, and lecturer. She's been in private practice since 1984. Welcome to the program, Dr. Lita Lee.
Hello, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're there. Nothing worse than calling a guest at the appointed time and hearing the phone ring and ring and ring.
Right.
So you're up in Portland, Oregon. Is Oregon a state that is receptive? Now, I know there's a very good naturopathic, an allegedly good naturopathic college in Portland, in the Portland area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is.
Do we like that?
Yes.
All right.
There's lots of alternative practices going on here, including me.
Well, you're an institute into yourself, or is it unto yourself? Now, you got your PhD in?
Chemistry.
Okay. How did that translate into saving, shouldn't say that. How did that translate into helping people? I got to be careful. I'm just having fun. How did that translate into helping people understand why they were and how they were and how they are killing themselves?
Well, the body is chemistry. And that's what gives me an edge in understanding when I read something, if it's written by a ghostwriter or is authentic research. It just gives me a great advantage in understanding why people get sick and what I can do to help them feel better.
Sure.
Through diet and nutrition and enzymatic therapy.
We literally have a commercial culture of disease and death here. Now, whether it was planned that way is irrelevant, because if the average American leads the average American lifestyle in terms of diet, nutrition, exercise, and overall physical health, they're going to get, in most cases, catastrophically ill, and they're going to die young, and they're going to generate hundreds of thousands or more to the medical pharmaceutical ghoulish cartel, which supposedly is here to take care of us.
That's right. But, you know, I have clients from all over the world, and I've discovered through doing this for 25 years that illness is not an ethnic thing. It's a mouth thing. It's what you put in your mouth.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We are what we eat, and we are what we think. And if we eat toxicity, we're going to become toxically ill.
That's right. So I used to think that health had ethnic origins. It's just not true. To the extent that the people from all over the world eat what we eat, which sometimes I don't even call food, they have the same illnesses, and so do our pets.
Of course.
I have a large pet client list.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some people come to me with their pets before they do themselves.
I was going to ask.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I give animals the same enzymes that I give people,
because
they eat the same food that we eat.
Right.
Comes from the same source.
You know, if you ask 100 people on the street to define an enzyme, probably not one could do it. They don't know what they are. They don't know why they disappear from food. They don't know what they do in the body. So let's tell them.
Okay. An enzyme is a very special substance. It is a living substance. It's been called the spark of life. It comes to life when it's in your body, in the presence of a certain amount of moisture, heat in your body, temperature, and a certain pH. And when it comes to life, it does work. What kind of work? The work of digesting, living, eating, breathing. Even dying involves enzymes. So enzymes do the process of living. And there are, the enzymes I use are plant enzymes. Why? Because plant enzymes work in the stomach to pre-digest food. Pancreatic enzymes do not work in the stomach, so they do not spare digestion. But in addition to plant enzymes, and the enzymes present in all raw foods, there are hundreds of thousands of metabolic enzymes, but you have to eat and digest food in order to make those enzymes. So that's the secret of plant enzyme chemistry. And I'll just name a few. Protease is an enzyme that digests protein. Lipase digests fat. Amylase digests carbohydrates. Disaccharidases like sucrase, maltase, and lactase, they digest disaccharides like lactose, maltose, and sucrose. Mm-hmm. And then we have cellulase, which digests fiber. And our bodies do not make cellulase. And our bodies are very stressed because we, most of us, don't eat organic, fresh, whole foods. And many, many, many people microwave them, which absolutely destroys not just the enzymes, but it converts the proteins into toxic substances.
Correct.
So my work is it's there forever until we clean up our nutritional act and respect the earth. People are going to be getting sick.
One out of two get cancer now. The death rate is extraordinary, and it's only going to get worse. The idea of enzymes in food, just for openers, the typical processed food that people buy in the supermarket is essentially it's essentially worthless. In fact, it's probably an overall drain on the body, isn't it, because of the toxicity involved and the immune system response to it?
Well, it's not just the toxicity. It's what's not there. The commercial foods of agribusiness have nothing in them that's nutritious, but they do contain a lot of pesticides and a lot of toxins that are put into the earth to kill everything they don't want, genetic modification. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just what's there, it's what's not there.
Sure.
Organic foods that are grown in living soils, on the other hand, are living foods. That's why I always promote organic, even if it's more expensive.
Oh, you can pay a little bit more now, or you can pay the deductible in your insurance policy many times over later. I mean, it's real simple.
Right.
You've got to support your local farmers markets, friends. And more than that, you all need to learn how to grow your own gardens. We've got to discover that. The survivors are going to be the gardeners of the future. I really do believe that that's a very key element in what's coming.
That's right, in supporting your local farmers, too. I don't live in areas that don't have organic food markets. That's how I choose where I want to live,
mm-hmm.
if it has organic food markets and the air is clean and the schools can be good and private.
Right.
So, but Portland's a good place. It's very green here.
I've heard. All right, now, the idea of what's happened to our diet as a culture is almost impossible to adequately explain to people who visit fast food restaurants. And this is the average American. Over 20 times a month they have fast food. I think it's 24 times a month. Now, how do you begin to – if someone comes to you and I'm having this or that problem, Lita, and the first thing you say is, well, what are you eating? That's probably one of the first things you say.
Yeah, I have a 20-page health history. And I also do a 24-hour urinalysis, and that just nails them to the wall. And what they eat is very important, not only what, but is it organic, is it processed?
Sure.
And my clients range from very unconscious, well, I thought fluoride was good for me, to very wise. But I know a lot of people who eat organic foods that are still sick. And there's history there. There's the environment. People don't realize, for example, I don't eat fluoride, they say, but fluoride is in a lot of foods.
Sure it is.
It's in your toothpaste. Mm-hmm. It's in black and green and white teas. It's in all commercial foods.
It's a naturally occurring element. And
poison.
What you want to stay away from, especially, is the synthetic fluorides that are added to, as you just heard Lita say, toothpastes, so-called drinking water, and other things. The natural fluorides are just as toxic, and you need to be aware of these things. At the bottom of all this, of course, is learning to read and understand labels on what you buy and what you eat. Of course, the ideal way to live life is to buy things that don't have labels or grow them yourself. I'm talking about farmers markets. Right back with Lita Lee in just a couple minutes. You can click on her name and visit Dr. Lee's website anytime you'd like. We shall continue right after this. Okay, back talking to Dr. Lita Lee. And her website is right there. Click on her name and you'll be there in a microsecond. Depending, of course, if you're on high-speed DSL or not. Now, what are some of the most, you mentioned environmental factors. Even if someone's an organic vegan, they can still become sick. And that's absolutely true. I know the answer to some of this question. I'd like to hear how you respond to it. What are some of the leading environmental health issues that cause people who otherwise take very good care of themselves to become sick anyhow?
There are so many environmental toxins. They may live downwind of a nuclear reactor. They may not be able to get as much organic food and therefore are eating a lot of fluoride, or they may be unaware that fluoride is contained in many foods. They may microwave their food thinking it's okay, although this is less common, although I know a lot of people who do it. And people don't come to me until they're really sick.
True. Frustrating, frustrating.
I can't take insurance because I don't sell drugs. And so I'm the last chance clinic. And they come to me, they're desperate. They may have taken lots of drugs. That's another thing that really causes disease. All the things I do are nutritional, and that this year analysis I do, it shows nutritional deficiencies that do not show up in the blood. And they'll go to the doctor, get a blood chemistry. The doctor says, oh, you're fine. You have a Prozac deficiency. But I can see so much in the urine. I can see what they can and cannot digest. So even if you eat organic food, if you have an enzyme deficiency, which everybody does, even babies, the colic of newborns is nothing but bad digestion, even in breastfed babies. Mm-hmm. They can get colic. It responds to enzyme therapy in one day. There is a link, an enzyme link, to every health condition.
Wow.
And I have a book called The Enzyme Cure that explains that. Mm-hmm. And then on my website, I have, well, quite a few articles. I have, my pen won't stop.
you've been causing trouble for a long time. I know.
I have articles, newsletters, and radio shows. Mm-hmm. But there is an enzyme link to every health condition.
Wow,
for example, take hyperactivity. Those kids have low blood sugar, and if the sugar isn't in the blood, it's not going to be in the brain. Mm-hmm. And a lot of glucose in the body needs to be in the brain so you can think. Mm-hmm. So what does the doctor do? Give them drugs.
Of course.
And, of course, a lot of kids eat. You know, I'm not against sugar when it's like in a piece of fruit. But I'm against fast foods and candy bars, you know, anything that's commercial. I'm not against things that people make at home. I'm not against raw milk. I'm against commercial milk. It's all diet, environment, and what's in the atmosphere. There's a lot of pollution in the atmosphere. Like in California, they're spraying a toxin called Checkmate for this moth.
Yeah.
And they don't even know if it's working.
Well,
and people are getting sick.
Right. The moth has been around for 11, 12 years, and there is no known link to harming any agricultural crop. It's a joke, and the joke is on the people again. There's something else going on with that. I'm not sure what. We didn't talk about electromagnetic fields, EMFs, microwave pollution, and all the rest of it in the oven. Yes, but there are microwaves all around us now because we live in the wireless world. And that is not healthy for the body in any way, shape, or form. You know, these poor people who set up their little wireless station in their home, and literally they might as well have a cell phone tower in their home, broadcasting this stuff through their house 24/7, and they wonder why they're fatigued, cranky, ornery, and then eventually get sick. You can't live in a wireless internet. And what's really scary, Lita, and you know this, many cities now are going wireless. They're going to make their entire city environment wireless at the taxpayer's expense.
I know. I wrote a book a long time ago. It was inspired by Chernobyl, it was called Radiation Protection Manual.
Mm.
And my life got threatened because of that book.
I believe it.
Can you believe that?
Yeah, I do.
So, yes, that's a given. I've treated many people who are downwinders, but we're all downwinders. And it kills the thyroid, and they cut that out. And they call it radiogenic illness. But even the low-frequency radiation is bad.
Well, and let's talk about X-rays. We know that X-rays are all cumulative in the body, and they do damage over time, and you can get to a threshold, and beyond that, things start to fall apart. X-rays are very bad. You should avoid them at all costs and make sure that your doctor or dentist has his X-ray machine regularly certified as being operable within federal guidelines, if you can trust those. But some of these machines, I've seen surveys, are so far out of line, it's frightening. So
I know.
That's bad, too.
Yeah, one of my newsletters features the dangers of radiation, therapeutic radiation. For example, if a woman's worried about breast cancer, she can get thermography or ultrasound. She does not need to get a mammogram or a CAT scan.
Is a mammogram the most insane thing you've ever come across in terms of breast cancer? I mean, literally irradiating tissues that are already prone to disease because of their affinity to collect and hold toxins in some cases. I mean, breast tumors have been cut open, and they're full of toxic material.
Right. That's correct. Mammograms miss a lot of cancers that are actually visible and palpable.
Huh.
It's
totally
unnecessary.
Wow. Okay. Hang on. We have a break coming up. Another half an hour to go with Lita Lee, Ph.D. And by all means, take a look. She has a 24-hour Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S, urinalysis. We're going to talk a little bit more about that and how that may help you understand what's going on. If you've got a microwave oven, throw it out. Don't give it to someone. Throw it out. End it. Seriously, use your stove. That's what it's there for. Back in a minute. What is the deal about this 24-hour Loomis urinalysis that's so special? And how does it work? I guess people can send you a sample of their own special stock, and you can
yes.
You have at it, right?
Yep, and I get them from all over the world.
Wow.
They have to collect 24 hours, and during that time, they do not take vitamins, minerals, or enzymes, and they write down everything they eat and their symptoms. And the diet determines the urine.
Well, so, when you say 24 hours, you mean they collect samples over a 24-hour period?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Day one, they get up and void the first morning urine. Then they collect the next 24 hours, including the first morning urine of the second day. Then they tilt the sample so it's even, and then they send me a little 2-ounce plastic vial in a styrofoam case with blue ice, and I get those from all over the world.
You send that out to them?
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah. And when I say there's an enzyme connection to every health condition, it's really true. There may be other connections, you know, poisons, hormones, stuff like that. But, for example, I can look at this urine, and it's a prognostic test. In other words, I can predict. I don't do that. But what I'm saying is if they're lipase deficient, I know that they will have a tendency to get gallbladder problems, stomach problems, and diabetes. So I consider all of these problems nutritional. They have asthma, for example, the enzyme connection to that is sugar intolerance or poor sugar digestion. The enzyme connection to constipation, I have three enzymes, constipation, diarrhea, and alternating constipation to diarrhea. You can, if you eat organic whole foods and digest them, a lot of problems just self-heal. So anyway, this urine tells me, I do a chem stick that tells me if they have a disease. And it's in a 24-hour sample, so I see more than the normal random catch. And then I can tell from this little urine test, now the test wasn't developed by Dr. Loomis. He developed the interpretation of it. These tests have been around for 100 years, but nobody has really interpreted them to determine enzyme deficiencies. So I can determine colon toxicity. Where does it come from? Bad digestion. I determine their digestive index. What can't they digest? Sugar, fat, protein, or maybe everything. This urine shows low calcium or electrolytes. It shows vitamin C. There's an allergy pattern it shows. I can even tell them if they're eating enough salt. So it's an amazing urine. And the blood is the last thing that goes, and that's the first place the doctors look. The urine is the first thing that goes, because the urine will keep what it needs, and it will dump what it doesn't like. So if I see junk in the urine, where is it coming from? It's coming from the blood.
Sure. Interesting.
It's fascinating.
So the kidneys are the gatekeepers, really, and they'll talk to you.
And I have a kidney lymphatic drainage formula. You can work on all kinds of things like injury, pain, asthma, colon problems, infant colic, arthritis. It's amazing. There's about 60 formulas. Plus I use some very special herbs. Like I have a great herb for asthma. And I find that if you treat something nutritionally, you won't need a drug.
You don't. It's true.
It's amazing.
Well, yeah. Even an average American who goes on a good daily, truly good vitamin and mineral and water regimen will start to feel better, even if they don't change the rest of their diet, because they're missing so much nutritionally that just the addition of those crucial elements will begin to make them feel better. And they'll want to feel better, and hopefully then they'll understand that they've been poisoning themselves with this utterly empty food.
That's correct. People don't get the connection between the mouth and how they feel. And they say, oh, my mother, that's a familial thing, my mother had it. I said, stop blaming your mother. It's a mouth thing. It's what you're sticking in your mouth. It's what you're not sticking in your mouth. And they just start laughing. And that takes the, you know, then they can't blame somebody. They have to put the blame where it belongs.
Oh, gee, it's I'm 200 pounds overweight because of my thyroid. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. I got addicted to food. It's not my fault. And no, there's some. Inadvertently, there's some truth to that because of all the appetite triggers and the hidden names of MSG and how all of these food manufacturers, even some allegedly organically wholesome manufacturers, are now putting natural flavorings in their food because it boosts sales 10-15%. It's MSG or something similar. And there are other things in the natural world that cause the brain immediately to want more.
That's correct. So I recommend a natural whole foods, indigenous when possible diet. But, you know, even if you eat from the Garden of Eden, if you can't digest those apples, you're going to be in trouble. So it all comes down to digestion. You know, first eat the food and second digest it.
Chew your food slowly, too. That's not a joke. You swallow big chunks of your food, you burden your system. Chew your food slowly. Salivary amylase, the first tool of digestion, and it occurs in the saliva. Nobody knows that. It's a small amount, but it starts to break the food down right away. The more you chew your food, the more that gets to work on it. And when it gets into the stomach, it's on the way.
Right. But taking these plant enzymes, I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years. I've tried many different systems. I've never tried anything that works like this. And these enzymes are so gentle. I give them to pregnant women, kids, babies, and nursing mothers. That's how gentle they are.
Well, unfortunately, one of the most toxic substances on the planet in the Western world is breast milk. And I don't know how you go about detoxifying a mom-to-be before that time comes so she's not poisoning her child.
Well, it's still better than formula. You know,
that stuff is death in a bottle or whatever. Yeah,
I know.
Oh, that's horrible.
You know, enzymes will do a great job detoxifying.
I believe it, and we'll tell people how easy it is to destroy enzymes in your kitchen next as we continue. Ms. Lee, we have many things to talk about, but how is it that enzymes are destroyed in the kitchen so easily? 110 degrees, is it?
115, but I mean, they have to be in the food to begin with. So the longer it's after it's harvested, the less enzymes. Microwaving destroys them. Commercial foods don't contain many enzymes. They contain a lot of poisons. Cooking destroys them, that's right. But other things destroy them. For example, fluoride destroys over 100 enzymes in the body. People don't realize it, but most drugs and environmental poisons work by poisoning enzymes. And by poisoning, I mean destroy. Now, you can deactivate an enzyme, but it can come alive again. But the temperature is what destroys enzymes. So there's just many, many ways to destroy enzymes.
Sure. Our nation of consumers, soft drinks. We've all talked about aspartame for years and years. But soft drinks in and of themselves, as you know, and I think one of the most interesting stories to come out in a long time, was sodium benzoate and sugar. And was it sugar? I guess it was sugar. Anyway, it creates benzene in soda.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, well, benzene, of course, one of the leading carcinogens on the planet. But when you see sodium benzoate on a product, stay away from it. You've got to learn to read labels. I wish someone would come up with a little handheld computer you could take with you and enter the names of whatever it is you're trying to figure out, and it would be like a little dictionary. And it would tell you what the product is, what it does, what the additive is, and that would help you.
Except, you know, they change the ingredients.
All the time. You'd have to upgrade it monthly.
And, you know, now we got Splenda. And
Splenda,
it's just as toxic as NutraSweet. Yeah. But see, if you avoid anything other than organic foods, you're going to be much less exposed. And these products are going to have more enzymes in them. But you still have to take the enzyme supplements because people don't eat raw.
They don't understand. I've had some absolutely amazing raw food dishes. There must be thousands of them out there. There's some wonderful raw food cookbooks out there. When you taste food that's still alive, you know, even the biggest dunderhead of all after a couple of raw meals will say, yeah, there's really a difference here. I mean, it's amazing what raw living food will do.
That's true. Because it provides all the nourishment you need. But how many people eat raw?
I don't know. I don't know anyone.
Well,
I know a couple people who eat a couple raw things, but basically not many.
I mean, you can hardly even get raw milk. You have to go underground to get raw milk.
It's being suppressed, raw milk.
Yes, but it's getting much more out there. But like when I was in Eugene, there were two farms that would share their raw milk with me. And then raw cheese is available even in places that don't have raw milk, you know, raw fruits, raw fruit juices. There's lots of things you can eat raw.
Tons.
But they still have to be digested.
Right. Okay, I'm against dairy because there are, you know, Crohn's, bacteria in dairy. My cousin almost died. I said, "What are you doing? Oh, cheese." No, I said, "Stop." Stop the dairy. She was headed for surgery the next week. I said, cancel it. Give me 2 weeks. She did. A month later, gone. No Crohn's.
Was she drinking commercial milk, though?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's, you know, I just think commercial foods cause disease, period. But my kids were raised on raw milk. And my son developed asthma from pesticides being sprayed in the house when I was a visitor. But the raw milk never affected him. It never, ever affected him.
It still creates mucus. It does. It just does. That's what milk does. Great for babies, but adults, I don't know.
Well, of course, I can't get raw milk now, but I can get raw cheese, but I have a lot of Crohn's patients, and that's one disease where there's no standard recipe for it. I had a child that was 17 that was diagnosed with Crohn's, and they wanted to cut out his colon. And in his case, it was simply junk food, and it was pizza. He worked in a pizza factory, and he almost died. And just by switching to organic foods, and I gave him special enzymes that he needed, he turned around, and that was probably 15 years ago. He's married now and has kids.
Wow.
So I think of all the colon problems, I think Crohn's is the hardest to pinpoint. What's the enzyme connection? I don't know. But there is an enzyme connection to every health condition.
Right. Another thing people don't know is that pharmaceuticals actually delete from the body nutrients. They take a terrible toll. You've already alluded to that. People don't know that. They take an incredible toll in nutrition in the body.
Because they destroy enzymes. You know, like Lipitor destroys the enzymes that cause you to make cholesterol. And so you don't have any LDL cholesterol to convert into the thyroid hormone. And then they die with no low cholesterol and no memory. They're all enzyme poisons. That's how they work. That's why I'm against drugs.
Enzyme poisons. I didn't know that. Can you take a supplement of enzymes that are actually efficacious? Are there any in a group you could take? I know there are thousands of them, but, I mean, is there an enzyme supplement that you can take to help boost? Let's say someone's not able to buy all organic and they are having foods that are enzyme poor. Is there anything you can do to boost that?
Well, see, that's where the test comes in. I have at least 60 formulas. I have like 6 digestive ones. I have one for ulcers, one for diabetes and weight and hypertension, one for fat intolerance, one for protein intolerance, one for sugar intolerance. These are all multiple digestive enzymes, but you emphasize the enzyme that you need the most. I don't think, well, you know, I think if any old over-the-counter digestive enzyme is going to help you, but it wouldn't help the people who come to see me because they've tried them all. And sometimes they don't even know why they're sick. They don't know.
No, they don't have a clue.
What they can't digest.
No, that's right.
And that's
they can't digest it because they don't have the enzymes to do the job.
Right. And or the food contains no enzymes. I mean, there's so many reasons. I think plant enzymes are truly revolutionary, and they truly change your health. And they're not dangerous. They're not dangerous. And you can even take drugs with them. And the enzymes won't interfere with the drugs. In fact, the enzymes make the drugs more efficacious.
That's interesting.
So that's why I love this work. I've seen so many miracles, and I have testimonials in each newsletter. And my book has a lot of case histories, and they're all true. I mean, I didn't make up any of them.
I don't know anyone who cares more about enzymes than you do. You are the enzyme queen.
Well, I'm sure Dr. Loomis cares. He's the guy who formulated the lines of plant enzymes. At first, there were only pancreatic enzymes, but see, they don't work in the stomach. So I've been with Dr. Loomis since 1987.
Wow.
And he's a total genius when it comes to enzymes.
Wow. Sounds like it. I'm reminded of the story that just ran the other day. The governor of Nebraska vetoed the bill, which would force every town in the state of Nebraska of 1,000 people or more to fluoridate the water.
Oh,
isn't that heroic? You know what happened the next day?
What?
The Nebraska State Senate overrode his veto. So to let you folks know what kind of evil is in control of this country.
But you know, things are changing. You know, the American Dental Association, I just read this, they finally came out and said, don't give kids fluoride. So my question is,
they've actually said that? They've actually
Oh yeah, over
it.
A year ago.
Uh-huh.
Now I doubt that any dentist knows that I go to my dentist.
They're still prescribing fluoride drops, right?
Right. What's the matter? Don't you like it? No. But my question is, why do they put fluoride in baby, you know, water for babies? Why do they hand out fluoride pills in the schools in Oregon? We don't have fluoride in Portland. I don't understand it. They're just not reading it, but there's more and more information against fluoride.
Well, it destroys the aggressive or assertive part of the brain is what it does. It's a neurotoxin.
It causes cancer, sure. Poisons over 100 enzymes, destroys thyroid function, causes seizures. I have people that get seizures every time they take a shower in fluoridated water.
Well, their levels must be maxed, and that just a little bit pushes them over the edge each time. That's wild.
Right.
That's
yep.
Wild.
I've been an opponent of fluoride for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
And I see it getting better.
Yeah.
You know, I see more and more scientists coming out against it.
Well, it's taken how long? Decades, ever since World War II, I guess, or shortly thereafter. Biggest lie, one of the biggest lies of all time, perpetrated against the American public is that fluoride prevents cavities.
That's right. And the first city was fluoridated in 1945.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my question is, since most people eat commercial foods, we used to get 1 milligram a day. Now we get 6 to 10. How come we all have cavities?
Any study done in any town where they fluoridate the water shows that fluoride has no effect. In fact, the opposite is said to be true in terms of reducing cavities. It doesn't happen.
Right.
Dr. Lita Lee, thank you for being here, and I urge everyone to visit Lita's website. Go ahead and give us the website, and if there's a phone number, Lita, go ahead and give that too.
It's LitaLee.com, LitaLee.com. The phone number's on the website.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you
so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Talk again tonight. Lita Lee.